life of Jesus. When I came home from Africa in 2015 with SIM at our headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina, in the morning chapel time, I was asked, quote, "What advice would you give to a new missionary?" unquote. I had four suggestions. I'll give you the first one, which was to have a rock-solid devotional time. It is easy to get caught up in the busyness of mission work and neglect the Lord. I was amazed at how many of my fellow missionaries don't have a quiet time. This week, I want to look at Jesus' devotional life. If you've been around the church for very long, you must have heard our pastors say how important it is to have a devotional time with the Lord. Where did this tradition come from? Well, it may come from Mark chapter 1, verses 35 to 39. The Bible says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, 'Everyone is looking for you.' Jesus replied, 'Let us go somewhere else, to a nearby village, so I can preach there also. This is why I have come.' So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons." From this passage, we can learn several things. First, Jesus' devotional life started early in the morning. He did not have the convenience of electricity, a reading light, a cup of coffee, a comfortable chair, a book to follow, our daily bread, or a Bible to read. But even without all these conveniences we have today, meeting with God the Father was a priority for Jesus. Second, his agenda was prayer. Reading books is okay and listening to a sermon is okay, but to be like Jesus, it is a time of prayer. Finally, he was interrupted. You can expect a variety of interruptions if your goal is to meet with the Lord in the morning. Some distractions can be a dog, a child, a husband or a wife, the telephone, checking the weather, checking the sports scores, getting something to eat, and other things that distract you from meeting with the Lord. A word of caution. Jesus left an example of having an early morning devotional, not a rule. It is a privilege to meet with God at some point in the day. If you're an early riser, then let it be early in the day. If you're not an early riser, let it be at some other point in the day. I had a roommate in graduate school who had his devotions the last thing in the day, usually very late at night. When I would wake up at 11 o'clock p.m., he was there having his devotions. Which one is best, morning, noon, or night? Remember, Jesus gave us an example, not a rule. The Bible supports different times. For example, Psalm 88, verse 13 says, "But I cry to you for help. Lord, in the morning my prayers come before you." Daniel supports all three times for a devotional. In Daniel 6, chapter 10, it says, "Three times a day, Daniel got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before." And for a late night devotional, Psalm 119, verse 62 says, "At midnight I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws." When I was in the Navy, we would wake up to a plan of the day, which told us what we were going to do that day. It is best to get your plan of the day from God. This ensures that we are living in the will of God and not directing ourselves. If you're struggling with a devotional life, let me encourage you to start small and trust God to build up your devotional time. Have a Bible reading program, but keep a list of things you want to pray for. Your day will be under better control if you begin with the Lord, asking him to lead you through the day. Victory in the Christian life comes from our devotions to the Lord and his agenda for our lives. In conclusion, people often ask how they can grow spiritually. There are many ways people can grow spiritually, through Bible reading and study, church attendance, service, and others. But a key component to our lives should be meeting with God at some point every day. If you want someone to model, then just look at Jesus. Jesus is a man who led by example. Let us follow his example and develop a faithful devotional life. You will grow spiritually and be blessed by it. Amen. Father, we thank you for this example of Jesus on his early devotional life. I pray that everybody listening to this today will be challenged in order to meet with you every day. Father, bless them, we pray now in Jesus' name.